Prabhupada, 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 Gaya.
Prabhupada, 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 Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Vedika Dadar Shri Gaur Bhakti Vrindi Ki Jai Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopada Shyam Kundarata Padaji Di Govardhan Ki Jai Sri Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai Navrata Dham Ki Jai Gangi Mona Tulsi Bhakti Devi Ki Jai Nanani Gauri Vaishnava Vrindi Ki Jai Samabhetta Bhakti Vrindi Ki Jai Go Premanandi All glories to some of the devotees, all glories to some of the devotees, all glories to some of the devotees, all glories to Sri Guru and Sri Guranga, all glories to Sri Prabhupada. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Swami Devi Shri Mati Bhakta Padanta Swami Kinamani. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Prachalane Narvashesha Shunyavari Pashtatya Shatarane Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasvador Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam Canto 4 Chapter 28 Verse 52 Brahmana Uvacha Kathvam Yasi Go Vayam Shayano Yasya Sochasi Janasi Jim Sakayam Mam Vinagre Vichacharta Brahmana Uvacha Kakvam Kasya Siko Vayam Shayano yasya sochasi Janasi kim sakayam ma Vina grevi chachattaha
Dhamna vata
Dhamna vata
Bhagvam kashyasi kovayam
Bhagvam kashyasi kovayam
Shayano yasya sochasi
Shayano yasya sochasi
Janasi kim sakayam mam
Janasi kim sakayam mam
Yena grevi chachattaha
Yena grevi chachattaha Dhamna vata
Dhamna vata
Bhagvam kashyasi kovayam
Bhagvam kashyasi kovayam
Shayano yasya sochasi
Shayano yasya sochasi
Janasi kim sakayam mam
Janasi kim sakayam mam
Yena grevi chachattaha
Yena grevi chachattaha
Brahmana Uvacha,
the
learned Brahmana said, Ka, who, from, you, Kasya, whose, Asi, are you, Ka, who, Va, or, I am this man, Shayana, lying down, Yasya,
for whom,
Sochasi, you are lamenting. Janasi kim, do you know, Sakayam,
my
friend,
mom,
me,
Yena,
with whom, Agre, formerly, Vichacharta,
you consulted,
ha, certainly. Translation, the Brahman inquired as follows, who are you, whose wife or daughter are you, who is the man lying here? It appears you are lamenting for this dead body. Don't you recognize me? I am your eternal friend. You may remember that many times in the past you have consulted me. Therefore, when a person's relatives die, renunciation is automatically visible. Consultation with the super soul seated within everyone's heart is possible only when one is completely free from the contamination of material attachment. One who is sincere and pure gets an opportunity to consult with the Supreme Personality of God and his Paramatma creature sitting within everyone's heart.
The Paramatma is always the Chaitanya Guru, the spiritual master within, and he comes before one externally as an instructor and initiator, spiritual master. The Lord can reside within the heart, and he can also come out before a person and give instructions. And thus, the spiritual master is not different than the super soul sitting within the heart. An uncontaminated soul or living entity can get a chance to meet the Paramatma face to face. Just as one gets a chance to consult with the Paramatma within his heart, one also gets a chance to see him actually situated before him. Then one can take instructions from the super soul directly. This is the duty of the pure devotee, to see the bona fide spiritual master and consult with the super soul within the heart. When the Brahmana asked the woman who the man lying on the floor was, she answered that he was her spiritual master, and she was perplexed about what to do in his absence. At such a time, the super soul immediately appears, provided the devotee is purified in heart by following the directions of this spiritual master. A sincere devotee who follows the instructions of the spiritual master certainly gets direct instructions from his heart from the super soul. Thus, a sincere devotee is always helped directly or indirectly by the spiritual master and the super soul. This is confirmed in Chaitanya Charitamrita Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Laka Bija. If the devotee serves the spiritual master sincerely, Krishna automatically becomes pleased, just the prasada bhagava prasada. By satisfying the spiritual master, one automatically satisfies Krishna. Thus, the devotee becomes enriched by both the spiritual master and Krishna. The super soul is eternally the friend of the living entity and always remains with him. The super soul has always been ready to help the living entity even before the creation of this material world. It is therefore stated here, yin agre vichacharta, the word agre means before the creation. Thus, the super soul has been accompanying the living entity since before the creation. Translation, the Brahmana inquired as follows, who are you, whose wife or daughter are you, who is the man lying here? It appears you are lamenting for this dead body. Don't you recognize me? I am your eternal friend. You may remember many times in the past you have consulted me. So here the Paramatma, taking the form of the Brahmana, gives advice to the queen when she's lamenting for her dead husband, which in one sense indicates the disciple lamenting for the passing of his guru, and then the Paramatma acting as the guide at that point and giving some good instructions. And of course on the other hand, this queen was previously Varanjana, and he had forgotten his previous existence. So in the very beginning of this story, there was a mention that there was Paranjana in his city, and he had this friend, unknown friend, along with him. But after that, nothing was mentioned, and then other descriptions took place. So here, that friend again appears externally as the Brahmana and speaks to the first Paranjana in another form in a woman's body. So when the word Sakha or friend is used, this refers to the Paramatma, the form of the Lord who accompanies the Jiva birth after birth in the material world and witnesses his activity, permits his activities, supports the jiva, and tries to advise him and give him good advice. He acts as a guide. So that is the nature of a friend. A friend is one who helps a person. So this is exactly what the Paramatma does. And this is a very special friend because, as it says here, agre, before this time, previously, so not only in previous lifetimes, but before the creation even, the Supreme Lord was the friend of the jiva. In other words, eternally, the Lord is the friend of the jiva and tries to help him at all times. So in other words, the Supreme Lord is the well-wisher of the jivas in the material world. He's not indifferent to them at all. So in that sense, he's a friend. The other point, of course, is this friend is agyata, or unknown. So in this life, the queen does not recognize, so therefore the Brahmana says, do you not recognize me? Previously, I was giving you good advice, and now you don't recognize me at all. So in other words, the agyata saka, is, or the unknown friend, means that though the Supreme Lord is with the jiva doesn't know it. And then, of course, it is very difficult for the Paramatma to give advice to the jiva because he's not recognizing him. So the example, of course, is given in the Svetasvara Upanishad and other Upanishads of the two birds in the tree. So one bird is busily eating the fruit of the tree and is absorbed in enjoying the fruit, which means the jiva is interested in using his body and senses to contact sense objects in the material world. And there's another bird in the tree also. This bird is not eating the fruit of the tree. It's standing there looking at the other bird. So this is the Paramatma. So they're both birds in the sense that they're both spiritual entities, as opposed to the tree or the fruit or anything else. Different. So in other words, they're both conscious entities. The jiva is conscious, but enjoying in the material world. And the Supreme Lord is conscious and not enjoying, but looking at the jiva. So this other bird is detached from enjoying in the material world, and when the other bird realizes the Paramatma, the other bird, then he becomes blissful. So this means that then most of the time he's too busy eating his fruit, and he doesn't want to look at the other bird at all, so he doesn't take the advice. But the other bird, in any case, is the friend, and is trying to help that other bird. Because the Lord has all powers, therefore it is the Lord who enables the jiva to survive in the material world. He gives him his enjoyment according to what he deserves. So all of this is arranged by the Supreme Lord. So Paramatma helps the jiva in the material world so he can enjoy. And he also helps him to get out of the material world when he so desires. So he is friendly in the sense that he helps him in the material world to get his material enjoyment, and also he's friendly because he understands that this is not the best position for the jiva, and therefore the jiva should get out of the material world. So the jiva, Paramatma helps that also. So this goes on. The jiva is in the material world, anadi bahir mukha, no beginning. And of course we know that Mahavishnu breathes out all the universe here, then he breathes in, all the universes go in, and he breathes out again, all the universes come out. So all the jivas are coming in and going out of this Mahavishnu. And this is, there's no beginning and there's no end to this. Prakriti is eternal, and therefore this prakriti makes universes continually, no beginning and no end. And the universes only exist because of jivas. So prakriti is eternal, and the jivas in the material world also, without beginning, are there. And at the same time, the Supreme Lord is there. So he's there in one feature. The biggest feature, as the witness, is this Mahavishnu, or Karnadakshaya Vishnu, where he witnesses everything, all the jivas and all the universes. He is the first Paramatma form. Then there is the universe's form of prakriti, the jivas put inside by the Lord. And then the Lord enters and sits on the Garbhodak ocean. And then from his navel comes Brahma, and Brahma makes a lotus, and universes and all this come out. So That Garbhodakshaya Vishnu, the one lying on the ocean inside the universe, is the witness of everything in the world, in individual worlds. So there's as many universes as there are forms of Vishnu within each universe. So we have the big form of Mahavishnu witnessing all the other things, all property and everything, and then we have the Garbhodakshaya Vishnu within each universe, witnessing everything. So billions and billions of Garbhodakshaya Vishnus. And then we have the third form, Shirodakshaya Vishnu, who expands in everybody's heart, in all the jivas within the universe. So on three levels, the Paramatma witnesses the activities of the jiva. On the biggest level, he's witnessing Prakriti and formation of universes, etc. As Garbhodakshaya Vishnu, he witnesses all the jivas in each universe, and as Shirodakshaya Vishnu, he witnesses each jiva and all the activities of each jiva and his bodies. So, this goes on eternally. Jivas are always existing, they're eternal, and they're in the material world, and of course the third form, the Paramatma in the heart, is there as long as the jiva's in a material world. And when the pralaya comes, then all the worlds dissolve, Garbhodakshaya Vishnu disappears, Shirodakshaya Vishnu disappears, and then we have Mahavishnu left. So still, the sakar, the friend, is there for all the jivas, and he gives shelter to the jivas during pralaya. And when he understands their desires are awakening again, and then again he creates the material worlds. Prakriti forms into universes and universes, and Garbhodakshaya Vishnu's form appear within universes. Worlds are created, bodies are created, jivas take up the bodies, and Paramatma is in the heart of everyone. So in all cases, the Supreme Lord is there as the witness of all the jivas in the material world. This Paramatma feature, of course, is a secondary feature of the Lord in relation to the material world. Is not necessary in the spiritual world. The jivas in the spiritual world don't have material bodies. They don't desire to enjoy the fruits of the tree or whatever. And so the Lord doesn't have to supply anything in that sense to the jivas in the spiritual world. But they have spiritual bodies which are eternal, eternally related to the Supreme Lord. They're always serving the Supreme Lord. They don't need a witness to try to give them advice on getting out of the material world, because they're in the spiritual world. So this Paramatma feature of the Lord, witness and maintainer of everything, he exists in the material world with this specific function of guiding the jivas through the material world and trying to get them out. Of course, that doesn't mean in the spiritual world the Lord is also not the guide. Yes, he is. But he's a guide in another form, and that is as Bhagavan. He is inspiring all the jivas in the spiritual world to do their service, whatever service they have. So in any case, as Paramatma, he's the Sakha, and as Bhagavan also, he is also the Sakha, he is the friend of all the living entities. So in the material world, of course, that relationship is a little neutral, because the jivas are not responding until they become devotional and take up the process of bhakti. In the spiritual world, it is not neutral. The devotees develop different relationships like Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya, or Madhurya. They have a positive relationship with the Lord, and the Lord responds to that. So that response to particular jivas in their service, that is Bhagavan. He has a particular relationship. Not here as Paramatma, it's a very general relationship because the jivas don't even recognize the Lord. So therefore, he generally guides them in the material world. But in any case, he acts as a friend. He's trying to look after the jivas in the material world also. But of course, sakha here doesn't mean sakya rasa as such. This is a general friendship with the jiva, trying to do good for him, even though the jiva ignores that. So here the Paramatma appears externally to the queen, though he's also within the heart of the queen and of the king also, and ask questions. Who are you? Whose daughter are you? Who's lying here? What, when you're lamenting for this person, who is he? Which, of course, he doesn't have to do in one sense, because he knows everything. But as far as the queen, she's an ignorant. She doesn't know that she's actually not the body, and the king is not his body, etc. And then Paramahansa then asks, do you know that I am your friend? And previously you consulted me. So here, Paramahansa reveals his nature, his real nature, that he's actually the eternal guide for the living entities, and at all points in time, he accompanies the jiva through everything. So this is not possible for a material friend. Bodies die all the time, so those friendships are useless. So the only friend who exists eternally for the jivas in the material world is the Supreme Lord. So this is how he identifies himself. I'm that person who was previously helping you. So in this way, he shows his nature as Paramatma.
Okay. Remind me, this part of
Well, in this case, the Paramahansa appeared as the Brahmana, so he didn't appear with four arms and all that. He appeared in disguise and spoke. Externally, he spoke, but not with the form of Paramahansa. In the case of when we have Guru appearing externally, Prabhupada says he's a manifestation, external manifestation of the Chaitya Guru or Paramahansa. So, obviously, the Paramahansa is in the Guru's heart also, but that also transforms because, as I mentioned previously, Paramahansa carries out general functions of instruction, but when a person becomes a devotee, then the Supreme Lord actually gives personal instructions, which are higher than those of Paramahansa. So therefore, the Guru is directly under the Supreme Lord. So that, in that sense, he's getting the guidance. Of course, one is equal to the other in one sense, because Paramahansa is an expansion of the Supreme Lord. The Guru is inspired by the Lord, therefore we can say that the internal Lord is speaking through him.
Does this happen? I mean, is this part of an allegory that Paramahansa appears?
Yes.
Is it just part of an allegory that Paramahansa really appears as an external person?
Here's the allegory.
So this Maharaj is an allegory.
Huh?
This is not a real
no.
Event.
No.
So what I'm asking is, does it really happen? That is there any other pastime in which Lord?
Oh, he actually appears. Well. The Lord appears as avatars constantly. In that sense, he always appears externally. So if a devotee like Yasoda desires the Lord is born as Krishna, which is even higher than Paramahansa, obviously. So that's how the Lord appears. If you want to make him appear simply as a guide, one who gives directions, but then, of course, Krishna himself appears and he instructs Arjuna, etc. So therefore, he's acting as a teacher there also externally. Then he may appear in as sages, like Vyasadeva or others, and then he gives instructions that way also. So he doesn't appear with four arms or anything, but he appears as avatar, as a sage, and he gives instructions. So that way he makes his appearance. Well, yeah, the Paramahansa is always accompanying the jiva, so he goes with him wherever he goes, from body to body. Of course, the Paramahansa is also within the dead body, or he's everywhere anyway. So he doesn't have to go anywhere, actually. He's everywhere already.
One of these three levels of witness, is there any specific role as a witness? I mean, Paramatma guides, but in terms of Karma Darshan Vishnu?
Because of him, the jivas enter into the material world. He is the one that inspires Prakriti to transform into 24 elements, and they form universes. So without his inspiration, nothing happens. And ultimately, the jivas are in him, and when he feels that they are ready to enjoy in the material world, then that's when he starts the creation.
Imagine once I heard that when the jivas enter the body of Mahavishnu, the actually color of the body of Mahavishnu changes, it becomes more blue.
Oh, I think there's a second canto or third canto. It said due to the jivas becoming active, the throat of the Lord came blue or something, or like that, something like that. His complexion changed a little bit.
The general purpose of creation is to give the jivas a chance to go back home, but
and also to enjoy the material world if they so desire.
Yes.
Which is generally what they want to do.
But the moment when, you know, the jiva gets a chance to come back, he says mercy or whatever, is that the will of a devotee or the will of the God?
It's both. The jivas, in other words, the Lord arranges for karma for the jivas until they come to the point of realizing that they're responsible for their actions. And usually that's when they become sattvic. Then they can, and when they become sattvic, then they can realize the difference between atma and body. So that's an initial spiritual thing in the material world. Vidya is an aspect of sattva-gun, so they can distinguish atma from material world. So after that point, then the Lord can begin acting as guide and giving spiritual instructions at that point to the jivas.
Thank you.